disembodied music swirls through the evening air in Mears Park in St. Paul's Lower Town area. The many historic buildings bordering the park are home to a cluster of technology businesses informally known as Cyber Village. David Quimby is a Minnesota native who moved back here after nearly two decades in Silicon Valley, including a stint as a technology vice president for Bank of America. He came back to develop new ideas for the web.
I really wanted to launch ventures that were creative and innovative and that were Minnesota-based and, you know, really show what this region has to offer. I mean, this is the place, you know, that spawned Medtronic and Cray Research and I really had the mindset that there's no shortage of entrepreneurial opportunity here.
After almost a year of looking for investors, Quimby says his view of opportunity in Minnesota may have been too rosy. He says investors are more conservative than he expected. He recently started looking back in California, something he initially wanted to avoid. And while he hasn't given up on Minnesota, he's concerned about what he's found here.
There's a mentality forming among the younger generation who are starting a lot of these web-related businesses that I got to leave home to make it in the world, and that's dangerous.
Several high-profile and successful ventures have left Minnesota, including Firepond and Allaire, software firms which have market values around $2 billion.
I can think of probably two, maybe three times as many companies that have left the state than as those that of similar stead that have transferred into the state.
Jay Hare, a partner with PricewaterhouseCoopers in Minneapolis, tracks venture capital in Minnesota.
I think the two broadest reasons are a financing source typically says if you want to get funded, you need to come to the coast, or with the funding, the expectation is that you would move to the coast. So that's number one. And the second is the company is unable to find as many talented workers in a particular area here as they believe might be on the coast, or at least so they're told.
PricewaterhouseCoopers analyses show venture capital investments in Minnesota have risen, but the state's share of national venture capital is down from nearly 3% in 1995 to 1.3% last year. The company estimates one-sixth of the more than $350 million that Minnesota venture capital firms invested last year went to firms in Minnesota. Hare says one problem may be a lack of attractive opportunities for investment here, but he also says there's a shortage of capital for early-stage companies.
It would be interesting to see what the state might do with a state-funded venture capital fund intended specifically for Minnesota companies, professionally managed.
Hare is among the growing number of voices calling on the state to use money from the projected $1.8 billion budget surplus to fuel high technology. The Minnesota High Tech Association has called for $200 to $500 million for tech-related investments and a cabinet-level agency focused on technology. The dean of the University of Minnesota's Carlson School of Management has issued a similar call for funding. Others support the idea of putting state pension dollars into a Minnesota-oriented venture capital fund. Dennis Anderson is a Wyzetta-based executive recruiter and investor specializing in Minnesota startups and national chair of the 2,000-member Council of Growing Companies.
What other states are doing, and we're not, is they're dedicating funds to lure technology companies to their state, as well as fund the talent that exists in their states.
Governors and legislatures across the country are proposing big investments in science and technology, and some are dedicating public money to venture capital investments. In Pennsylvania, three public-private venture capital funds with taxpayer or public pension dollars focus on investing in the state. John Lane, chief investment officer of one of the pension plans, says the first fund had returns on paper of 250% in about a year and a half and invested in 20 Pennsylvania firms.
I think that if we didn't set this fund up, a lot of the ideas would have went by the wayside. But a lot of them would have went to California or Boston or whether it's other centers for internet and IT activity. So I think we were able to keep what we had here and exploit that and also attract some other ones into the Commonwealth.
Still, critics like Arthur Rolnick, senior vice president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, say such plans risk lower returns that could deprive pensioners of a more comfortable retirement. And Rolnick says it's just bad policy.
Let's look at the fundamentals that make an economy grow well, and that's education, that's low taxes on all businesses, good public services. These are the things that make for successful economies, not governments trying to pick particular businesses or local businesses or whatever and trying to support them.
Several local investors are pulling together as much as $275 million in new funds focused on Minnesota or the Midwest. That's more than half the amount of venture capital invested in Minnesota last year. But to put it in perspective, even if every dollar had been invested in Minnesota last year, the state's share of all U.S. venture capital would still lag its 1995 level. Even so, the new funds suggest growing investor optimism about Minnesota. Michael Gorman of St. Paul Venture Capital says the firm may exceed its goal of investing 20% of its total in Minnesota this year. Gorman says he's seen a jump in promising business proposals in the last 6 to 9 months. But he also says the state should not be complacent, and the idea of a venture fund with public money focused on Minnesota has potential.
We want as many entrepreneurs as possible to who have promising ideas to be given the opportunity to stake their claim and realize the potential. 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 Realize